CliffCentral.com. You want to know how to cure the ant problem in your house and in your garden? Well, I don't know the first damn thing. I buy poisons, and who knows what danger I'm putting myself in. I sprayed around the rubbish bin the other day because there was this path of ants. You know how they form a little path? They all follow the same track.
Whole colony.
And they were climbing into my rubbish bin because there was some stuff in there that they wanted. We were saying earlier, in case you missed it, that Jonathan Witt and I have the same problem. Our kettles are always full of ants.
You're not full. I mean, come to my house and have a cup of tea.
No, I'm not comfortable to do that anymore. I'll jazz hand away.
Yeah, exactly. But with the summer, often comes some irritating stuff like ants. And we've put together a guide along with Robin, who's the marketing manager of Lifestyle Home and Garden. She's helped us to understand what the problem is, how we can deal with it. So, Robin, always nice to see you. How are you, first of all?
I'm very well, thanks. And how are you, Gareth?
Good, happy as can be.
That's good.
Ant problem, which I'm glad that you're addressing today. So, should we wipe them out?
So we should definitely try not to wipe them out. A lot of people do get frustrated by ants, and they can be a big problem in your home and your garden.
Do you have an ant problem?
No, I do not have an ant problem.
Oh, look at you. How do you get that right and we don't?
So ants are actually beneficial insects. So it's important to understand that they actually add a lot of benefit to our garden. Mm-hmm. They prefer poor soil, and what they actually do is their tunneling and creating of nests actually aerates the soil and helps to bring more enriched soil to the top. So they actually add benefit to your garden.
So they like the terrible soil.
Yes. So
my house is built on a whole bunch of terrible soil.
So the other thing about ants is that they actually help to like break down and recycle organic matter. So they're very, very important in your soil and in your garden and that.
That's right. And leave any rotten stuff lying around in the garden. You'll see the ants will come.
Yes. Yeah. The other thing about them is that whenever you have beneficial insects or animals in your garden, it shows that you actually have a healthy, living, environmentally friendly garden. So even though they prefer poor soil, they are food for a lot of the more beneficial insects and things like birds and lizards and that. So it shows, you know, a good, obviously organic chain and ecosystem.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly, Gareth. So we want to try not to be too harmful to these beneficial insects, mm-hmm. but they do bug a lot of people, excuse the pun. And so it's important to understand that there are actually natural ways to get rid of ants. And so there are a few like simple suggestions that you can do to try and get rid of the ants in your home and in your garden.
Now, let me understand. Ants are actually carnivorous, mostly.
That's
true. So they eat the other bugs, and they eat organic matter that's usually animal. That's lying around. They're not after the plants. They're not eating your plants.
No. So they're not eating your plants, but a lot of the time people find them on their plants, because the more detrimental insects like mealybug and aphids, they create like a sweet honeydew and that when they are on your plants, and that is actually what the ants go for.
Right.
So rather try and kill those horrible insects. You can use an organic pesticide, and we have lots of things to treat those. Rather try and get rid of those first, rather than killing the ants. And if you get rid of those, the ants will slowly mosey off to a better food source, because now obviously you're taking away the things that they like to feed on.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, kill their food and they'll find other food somewhere else.
Exactly.
In Jonathan Witt's garden rather than in mine. Okay.
So there are a few other things you can also do in your garden. So the one is, if you, especially with fruit trees and roses and shrubs, people often struggle with ants. Cut the low growing branches at the bottom that are touching the ground, so that you have one single stem that's obviously a trail for the ants to climb up. And then we have a thing which is called a fruit tree grease band. And it's just a band that's covered in like a sweet sticky substance. But you can also make your own with thick paper. If you smear it with syrup and you wrap it around that single stem, that will obviously stop the ants. They'll only be able to get to that point, and then they won't be able to get any further.
That's clever. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so we
most
sell
people don't have 10,000 fruit trees in their garden. So if you have two fruit trees, you do this on two trees and they're sorted.
Yes, so it's quite easy. That's a simple solution that isn't very detrimental to your plant or insects. Also, you can plant other herbs like lavender, mint, tansy, rue, pennyroyal, thyme, those types of things that have like antrepelling properties.
Huh.
So obviously it's sort of like companion plants. We discussed it last week with the veggie garden. So planting things that have a strong aroma that will deter the pests that you don't want on your edibles or around your roses.
And at the same time, then you get these herbs that are useful.
Of course.
Benefit
to all. They're beautiful and they smell lovely. So that's just an easy way.
Why do they follow each other in a little trail?
Yes. So what happens is when ants find a good food source, they produce a pheromone so that all their friends can come and follow. And that's often, like you were saying, why you find a trail of these ants walking.
So sort of like the ANC in that way. So if someone in the ANC finds a great source of parastatal money that they can pillage, then they leave a trail for the other people in the ANC to come and pillage as well.
Exactly. Huh. It's exactly like that, Gareth. It's a very clever way to do it. If you find a great source of food or income or whatever, then you put something along so that all your friends can follow you.
So how do you break that pheromone chain?
So what you can do is you can use a strong-smelling food or herb or substance like chili, or even if you wipe with vinegar or a lemon substance. So on the surface or in the area where you see the ants are following that trail, try and put down something that has a very strong scent. So like
you'll
chili
break
flakes.
The smell chain for that.
Yes, exactly. Or wipe with lemon juice or vinegar. Wipe those surfaces or that area.
Are you listening?
Corner.
This is what you do around your kettle. You just draw a big lemon circle.
Or a chili circle.
Chili circle.
Build
exactly.
a moat.
Yeah, there we
exactly,
go.
Exactly, for the ants. So just try break, obviously, that chain so that the ants can't smell, you know, and follow all to the same food source. And then just lastly, there's a few things that you can do if you really, really struggle. If you can locate the nest. So obviously, I'm sure you've all seen this. Wherever ants come out, they make like a little dust pile and there's a hole either in the wall or the floor. Yes. So either try and block that up. Same, just block it up, close it up, cover it with something.
Concrete. I mean, or whatever you can use.
Exactly, Gareth. Or if you have an ant nest in your garden and you don't want to use a pesticide or anything like that, just pour boiling water down the nest.
Oh, my God, and kill them all with boiling water?
Shame, it's a terrible thing to do, but at least
like
you'll
the
collapse
Saudis.
The nest.
You're like the Saudis with Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah. This is a
it's
horrible
worse than
thing.
A bone saw, actually.
I mean, boiling water. But I suppose you solve the problem.
And also you're not putting anything harmful into your garden. So
most of the ants are male, so I think that's okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got you.
So there's a lot of...
Robin likes it.
There's a lot of natural ways that you can get rid of ants, and people struggle with them a lot. So try do these more natural things. But obviously, we have a plant doctor section, and you will always be able to find ant traps or ant granules or dust or pesticides if you really have a huge problem and you need something a bit stronger to deal with
the ants. And
you
do get sprays and things
too, right? Of course. Of course you do.
And your stuff that you sell, there's organic pesticides as opposed to the dangerous chemical ones.
Yes, so we obviously always have both options because it depends what people choose to use. But we always suggest rather go the natural route if you can, because ants are actually beneficial in our garden and they're a very good sign of a good ecosystem and healthy living garden. Rather try avoid killing them with chemicals. So try some of our suggestions first, and if you still struggle, then there's always another solution.
Does a lifestyle sell ant eaters? Those animals with the long proboscis?
No,
I think there's a gap in the market. Okay, you might become a pet store, but I think there's a gap.
Those are endangered, right?
There's so much food available in my house. I can multiply like easily. Have a sanctuary of ant eaters at my house.
That's a very good idea. I think someone should start that. Rent out ant eaters to people who have real bad ant infestations.
Well, there you are. See, Roman, this is why you are not running Lifestyle Home and Garden. There we go. All right, so if you want to find out more info, you can always go to the blog, which you can find on Lifestyle's homepage. You can find all the links on cliffcentral.com. But go to lifestyle.co.za, and you'll see there's a section called How to Deal with Ants. If you have any questions or problems, you can also go to Lifestyle. They will help you. They're on the corner of Ace Road and Bayers Nordea in Rand Park Ridge. Very, very helpful information. Thank you so much, Robin.
It's a pleasure.
What are we going to need to gear up for? Because I know you guys are going to be busy for the next couple of months. You're going to have your store open weekends, as always, so people can go and check out what there is in terms of plants and things. But for a lot of people, does summer mean the end of planting things?
No, not at all. It means the beginning of planting things. There's so much to plant now, and it's a wonderful time to start a garden. It's a wonderful time to replenish your garden. If you want edibles or flowering plants, this is the time to be out. Obviously, with the weather and the warmer evenings, it's just better for everything. Sure. So the amount of variety and the range of plants that we have to plant now is just phenomenal. So it's a great time to get gardening.
Go along to Lifestyle and you can find out more. You can also find the links on cliffcentral.com. And if you've missed any of the episodes, you can hear all of those too. That's the best thing about it, is it's there to suit you. You can download and listen whenever you like. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you very much, everyone,
nice
for having me.
Nice to see you. Cliffcentral.com.